In the Utah Senate, lawmakers approved SB 275, which would allow local government agencies to borrow money to buy new vehicles fueled by compressed natural gas or convert current fleet vehicles. The bill would mandate a study by the Public Service Commission on how to finance the projects. Republican Senator Stuart Adams is the sponsor of the bill. He told his colleagues that having the ability to fuel more CNG vehicles could strengthen Utah's economy.
As we burn and use fuels which are generated and produced here in Utah, we'll have more people working, more people producing it, rather than people from out of state or even out of the country.
Critics of the bill warned that it could result in a natural gas rate increase. But Democratic Senator Patricia Jones said the overall savings would still be significant.
Even if rates did go up a little bit, it would be broad-based, and it would, if it would help our air quality, it certainly, in my mind, would be worth the little bit that it might raise. We have some of the lowest natural gas rates in the country.
The bill was endorsed several weeks ago by Governor Gary Herbert. It passed the Senate on a vote of 27-0 and now heads to the House for consideration. Also on Monday, the House passed HB 168, sponsored by Mill Creek Democrat Patrice Arendt. The legislation would require all state agencies, including colleges and school districts, to come up with plans to reduce pollution and report those plans to the State Economic Development Task Force. Arendt said it's time for all state agencies to help reduce emissions.
Examples of mitigation efforts are set forth in the bill. None are mandatory because what works for one agency may not work for another. I can't imagine kindergarten teachers trying to telecommute.
The bill passed the House unanimously and now heads to the Senate, but time is running out. The 2013 general legislative session officially ends at midnight on Thursday. Terry Gilday, KUER News.